term RV throughout this book to describe both the towable and the drivable types of RVs. Sometimes I'll use the word motorhome just for variety. Another term you should know is the word towed. While boaters call the little boat they tie behind their big boat a dinghy, RVers call the car they tow behind their motorhome a towed. After all, it's the car that's being towed. The appeal and dream of hitting the road have not changed much since the first RVs were introduced in 1910. Freedom, adventure, fun, and relaxing are words RV owners frequently use to describe why they enjoy the RV lifestyle. RVing is a low-stress, simple, and inexpensive way to live. Did you ever see an RV parked in front of a psychiatrist's office? I haven't either. Living full-time in an RV is a way to live a low-stress, simple life that has the extra benefit of being very inexpensive. I also find that being part of a community of people who want to do things and go places keeps me young and active. When you ask people what they would like to do when they retire, many say they want to travel. But conventional travel consists of airplanes, hotels, motels, car rentals, restaurants, etc., can quickly deplete a nest egg. And on top of that, it's tiring and stressful. Compare that to the simple, low-cost, and relaxing lifestyle of living full-time in an RV and sleeping in your own bed while you travel. If this intrigues you, let's continue. Is the RV lifestyle the right choice for you? First of all, living full-time in an RV is not necessarily better or worse than how you're living now. It's just different. It's different in a fun, exciting, and adventuresome way. It's a lifestyle many people love, but it's not for everyone. As they approach retirement, many people look forward to traveling, having freedom, enjoying the adventure, and being around other people doing exciting things. In other words, they don't want a boring life. They want to experience something exciting and different. And of course, they want to do all of this well within their budget. That's one of the biggest advantages of living full-time in an RV. The RV lifestyle is one of the least expensive ways to live. I'm sure you have a lot of questions, and there are many things you want to know about the cost and what's involved in this lifestyle. A lot of this book is about retiring on a much lower budget than most people think about when they think about living full-time in an RV. I'll mainly discuss owning and living in used RVs in the $10,000 to $25,000 range. I know that's a wide range, and yes, you can even find functional RVs for less than $10,000. Regardless of what you can afford, I highly recommend that you don't buy a new RV as your first RV. I will go into the reasons why later in the book. Living full-time in an RV may be ideal for you, and it may not. Making your decision on whether you want to live full-time in an RV and which type of RV gets easier the more information you have access to. Consider your decision-making process and your RV selection process as an adventure and enjoy the journey. While living full-time in an RV, I've experienced much more excitement and adventure than I ever imagined when I set out on this lifestyle. To me, the freedom and flexibility are the best parts. On top of that, as I've said, it's a relaxing, low-stress, and inexpensive lifestyle. I also love being around the like-minded and interesting people I meet. I have more friends now than I ever had in my previous lifestyle. I find that I have a lot in common with my new friends. The things I had in common with my previous friends were that we worked together, or lived near each other, or attended the same church, but not so much because we had any or many common interests. I still stay in touch with some of my former friends, and maybe even more so than before, just not face to face. Many people live their lives hating their jobs, but they go on meeting their obligations and conforming to what society expects from them. What they long for is a life of adventure and travel. In other words, what they want is freedom and adventure. Now that you're retired, or about to retire, it's a good time to stop and think about how you want to live the next phase of your life. You have the opportunity to live a life of adventure and travel, even if you're living only on your Social Security income. This book will show you how. Some people make things happen, some people watch things happen, and some people wonder what